You really have a lovely home.
And I'm not just saying that.
I mean it.
I really, really mean it.
This place is just amazing. Every inch so indelibly you. Just being here, I feel like I know you. I like it. I love it. I feel right at home. How's your head? Are you still feeling a little bit woozy? Don't worry, it will fade, it will wear off. But calm down can be a little rough. I'm sorry about that. Drugs that act quickly, well, there is a price to pay for their effectiveness. And I needed them to act quickly. It was just unavoidable. I want you to know that. I don't want you to feel bad. I don't want you to have a headache. I don't want you to feel sluggish. I didn't have a choice. Speed was of the essence. I had mere seconds to get my foot in the door and knock you out. I do wish it didn't have to be like that. I wish it had been sweeter, more romantic, but alas, my plans went awry. Things would have been so much simpler if you were still coming to the office. But you're not. You're working from home, and I can see why. I can see why. Oh, this is just so cozy. So comfortable. Must be so difficult to not get distracted. I know I find you distracting. And this place is just so you. Every little detail just screams your name. And I know what that's like because I scream your name. I scream your name. You are just so special. So rare. So I can't believe I'm actually here. But here I am. I know this wall so well. I know this bookcase so well. I know every single book on this bookcase. I've never really been one for cameras. And I am so glad that you have such a good camera. It made it so easy to zoom in and just identify all of the titles. That way I can make a list. And I got them. And I read them. And I put them on a bookshelf. And I would stroke the spines. I would listen to your voice and stroke the books. It made me feel like I was there with you. Of course, I didn't do it when we were actually having the meetings. That would have been awkward. I recorded them. Every single one. And after the meetings were over, I would replay them. And then I would rewatch them. I was so upset when we had to work from home. So upset. Heartbroken. How was I meant to live without seeing you every day? Without talking to you every day? How was I meant to get to you if I couldn't get to you? And then I saw you. I saw you in your home.
You let me in. You invited me into your home.
I saw your mug. I saw your sofa. I saw the cushions.
You let me in. And it was nice.
I could be with you. Even though I couldn't be with you.
I missed you so much. I missed you so much.
It was so frustrating.
It was maddening. It was unfair. It was just... I loved going to work because you were there and you made my day.
You made my week, my month, my year.
When you would say good morning. When you would say good afternoon. When you would say goodbye. Oh, I treasured every moment. I would drink from your mug. And I would think about what it would be like to kiss you. Then we all got the email. Working from home. How could they do that to me? How could they ruin everything? Because they did. They ruined everything because I was so close. I was so close. They took you from me. But in a way, it's better this way. It's so much better. Taking you from work, stealing you away, it was fraught with risk. So many things could go wrong, so many witnesses, so many details to control. But I was going to risk it all for you. Because I love you. And because I need you, I... have to have you. But this is better. This is so much better. Because this way I get to see all of you. I get to know every piece of you. It was at the office that I fell in love with you. But it's here that I'm really getting to know you. Every little detail, every dirty secret. It's here where I'm falling even deeper in love. And it's here that you'll fall in love with me. It really is so much better being home. Working from home. No witnesses. Less risk. The only risk was getting in the door. No one saw me. You don't have any meetings this week. It's Christmas. Don't have any work to do because you're so far ahead. So no one's going to miss you. You've gotten so comfortable working from home, haven't you? Barely going out, living your life online. And that is how I know you love me too. You wanted to make it easier for me. You wanted to be with me. You wanted me to see you. To see all of you. You invited me into your home. And here I am. Here we are. I like it here. It's cozy. It's comfortable. Are you comfortable? Probably not. You made it as easy as you could. And I thank you for that. I really thank you for that. And I know you want this. Love isn't easy. It's more than just saying I love you. It's more than just opening the door. Oh no. You have to work for it. You have to fight for it. You have to take a chance. Oh darling, this is perfect. Working from home. When you resign, it'll just be so simple. No one will question it. No one will wonder where you've gone. You've gotten so comfortable working from home. You've gotten so relaxed. You don't go out. You made it easy for me because you love me and I love you. And I promise you no one will notice you disappear. No one will ask any questions. Oh, darling, I love you. And I love our home. It's so cozy, it's so comfortable, it's so us. We work from home. And when we resign, no one will ask any questions. There won't be any suspicion. I love you. I love you. And I love home.